Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's go to David and Bowie, who's on line two on Grant and Danny. What's up, David?
Hello, how you doing?
Good.
Okay, so how is Daniel Snyder any different than an exuberant fan previously working in another profession while secondarily interested in playing fantasy football and then realizing he must hire professionals for his secondary interest to sustain success in his primary profession and secondary interest? Thank you.
What are you talking about?
I don't understand that your question at all.
Did he just hang up?
Did
that was the weirdest.
I didn't
oh, thank God. I was going to say that was the weirdest call we've ever gotten if you hung up. Can you explain what you just said? I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, perhaps, you know, you might look up the words in the dictionary and figure out, you know, what I just stated.
Hold on. No. Hold on. Don't be a jerk. We're trying to have a conversation with you. You just said a lot of words, and it was word salad, and it didn't mean a whole lot. So we're trying to figure out what exactly. Repeat what you said. We're talking about sexual harassment and what's going on with Dan Snyder. You're talking about him
okay,
as an owner not succeeding.
Hold up.
In fantasy football?
Okay, the allegations were belated, first off. Okay, but in the beginning, when Daniel Snyder bought the team, no one complained. I mean, he was a fan. He was an avid fan.
Right.
Okay, he was an exuberant fan. Everybody was like, okay, let's see what happens.
Right.
And then he tried to play fantasy football. And then what happened? Okay, he was a gambler, and he lost.
Right.
Okay, that's what he did. And then he recovered, and then he realized he's a smart guy. You know, Daniel Snyder is a smart guy. He's not only a fan. You know, he was smart enough to realize that eventually he needed to hire professionals. And then who did he hire? Well,
Bruce
recently.
Allen?
Well, no.
There is no track record of him letting those professionals do their jobs. Hopefully it'll be different this time.
Well, he made mistakes along the way. Yeah.
20 plus years of them, that's true.
Well, that's okay. I mean, he can be forgiven. I mean,
I still don't understand what this has to do with what we're talking about. So is your call just to say that
not being mean to Snyder?
Yeah, that Dan Snyder's not as bad an owner as people think? Because we're talking about something right now that is different than him being a bad owner when it comes to the team not winning. It seems like this is a call that you could have. Like, if we're talking about, is Dan Snyder good at running the Washington football team? And Danny and I say, no, you could call in and make this point, and it would make sense. We're talking about the punishment that could come from these allegations and Beth Wilkinson's report. Is that in any way?
We're not worried about Beth because we didn't think about Beth when Daniel Snyder bought the team. Okay? Daniel Snyder bought the team because, well, he believed in the team. He followed the team. He loved the team. He rooted for the team. Uh-huh. And this is what this is about. And then along the way, he thought, well, he became hubris. And then what happened was, you know, he thought that, you know, he could make all the decisions. And then he discovered that, well, he didn't make his billions, you know, when following only a football team. You know, he made his billions from marketing. Okay, and then when he tried to dabble into his secondary interest, and then, you know, when everyone's following.
What's his secondary interest?
It means running the football
fantasy
team, right?
Football.
Ah, yeah. Fantasy football.
Yeah, that's secondary.
Right. Mm-hmm. Where does Six Flags and Johnny Rockets come in for you?
Six Flags. Well, that was, you know, he was thinking about business, and he thought that he could make some money on that, but that didn't pan out. I mean,
it did not.
But the football team, everything. He's been killing it, you know.
What do you mean?
Well, he's done a good job, right?
Or define that.
It sounds like. Well, I think it sounds like we agree. He's done a really good job running the football team.
Recently.
Recently he's been fantastic, though. I mean, they've really turned it around.
Actually. Yeah.
Maybe, I would say, like, if 32 teams were having an owner draft, like, I don't know if Danny would agree, but I think me and you would say he'd go first, right?
No, he's not going first. You're now it's over the top. He's top five.
He'd go first, right, sir?
Who would go first?
Dan Snyder would go first in the owner draft.
Fantasy football.
No, I'm not. You know, we'll see what happens the next year or two. Okay, well, we have to see. But you know,
top five? Would he go top five?
If he wins consecutive Super Bowls, then we consider rating Daniel Snyder. At this point, what's most important is that he's learned from his mistakes.
Definitely, he has shown that. By the way, like, because there's clear evidence that he learned and he does things differently now than he used to, for sure.
Well, I think the hiring of Ron Rivera and making the playoffs is enough.
They didn't make the playoffs in 2012 or 2005 or 2007 or 2015, and they never hired Shanahan. So, yeah, this is new, definitely. They haven't done this.
Well, yes, and recently that was the decision of Daniel Snyder. I mean, even though he said, you know, hey, happy Thanksgiving after, you know, Thanksgiving, you know, the fact of the matter is that Daniel Snyder hired the right man. He researched and hired the right man to make the playoffs the next year. And that's what happened.
Happy Thanksgiving. Right. Did he say Happy Thanksgiving or Happy New Year? What did he say?
Happy Thanksgiving. I think it was in February.
Happy. All right. No, that's.
Thank you very
sense.
Much for the phone call.
It's a good phone call.
Sorry. No, it is. There are a lot of other things to unpack there. You know, you can listen
honest
to
honest to God, we could just rack that call. We could spend 4 hours breaking it down on Monday if we wanted to.
Yeah, we could,
I didn't
or
know
you
where
could listen
it came
to the
from.
Now defunct Red Zebra Broadcasting, which doesn't exist anymore. Dan Snyder venture that he learned from his mistakes, though.
The opening line that he had where he said we were too dumb and we needed a thesaurus because we didn't understand it. I still don't know what it was about, but he was arguing like a different segment from a different show about whether or not he's a good owner. When we're talking about allegations that are very serious, it's a completely different thing that we're discussing. That was amazing. Sorry we're not going to do what I learned today, but I thought that was more fun.
That was fun. I had a good time.
I wanted to say, Dan, is this you? Is this you? Well, he's got a big fan out there, so that is good.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.